welcome to the TWS podcast.
I'm Ethan Reed.
And I'm Kai Noble Woods. Today we are joined by Mr. Lightfoot, one of our PE teachers here at the Whitstable School. Alongside teaching, Mr. Lightfoot also runs the school shop.
It will be really great for the Whitstable School community to hear from you, so I hope you don't mind me asking you a few questions.
Nope, let's go, let's do it.
Can you tell us about the school shop? How does it work?
Okay, so basically the kids, when they do good things around the school and they do produce good bits of work, they receive what's called achievement points. In the past, these achievement points didn't really mean anything to the pupils, so we've made the shop so the fact that they can now calculate their achievement points, save them up, and then come to the shop and buy things using their achievement points that they've earned in lessons or just by following the track values around the school.
What can pupils spend their positive points on?
So there's a range of things, starting from 10 points, you can get, you know, small bags of sweets, all the way up to 200 points where you can get £10 vouchers, footballs, basketballs, and then lots of things in between, you know, colouring pencils, colouring pens, notebooks, water bottles, lip balms, bath bombs, lots of different things in there.
That sounds like a
whole variety. Yeah, so a massive variety. Like I said, the smallest prize you can get is 10 points, going all the way up to 200 points.
What's the most bought item so far?
Definitely sweets. At 30 points, you can get yourself a big bag of Haribos. So they're the biggest popular thing that all the kids are buying at the minute. Alongside that, Rubik's Cubes have been popular as well. Lip balms have been popular. But yeah, definitely the sweets, I think, at the minute.
What do you think is the best price that you can earn, in your opinion?
For me, obviously being a PE teacher, I would save up and buy a football. But I mean, you know, there's lots of gaming vouchers in there that you can buy, £10 vouchers for the PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo, wherever it is. So if I was to buy from the shop, yeah, it would definitely either be a football or one of the vouchers.
How successful do you think the school shop has been so far?
Yeah, it's been good. I think every Tuesday and Thursday the shop is open, and there's a massive queue of kids coming waiting to spend their points. I think the kids are now asking for more points, you know, when they're doing good things, that they're wanting to get rewarded, which is good. The kids that, you know, would not normally do the right things are starting to do the right things as well by, you know, earning points and knowing that they can actually now do something with their points. So I think it's been a success at the minute, yeah, of course.
Has the behaviour improved since the shop has been introduced?
I think in general, yes, because like I said, the pupils are now making their teachers aware that they want points, yeah. You know, that they're, when they do something good, they're asking for the points. The kids that, you know, would not normally do the right things are now starting to do the right things because they know they can, you know, get points and spend them. So I would say it's improved. I wouldn't say it's improved massively because the shop's still new, but I think over time it will change the dynamic of the school.
Cool. What's the future of the school shop?
Just to stay relevant, you know, keep things in the shop that the pupils want, things that are trending at the minute, things that kids are after. And, you know, sometimes just putting things in there that kids don't want to spend their own money on, you know, so just little things that, you know, might be an inconvenience for them to buy outside of school, things that, you know, they can come and just use their points on. But yeah, the future is definitely, you know, for me, is just trying to keep it relevant and trying to, you know, make sure there's things in the shop that kids want so they can stay motivated.
As you know from our podcast, we like to ask random questions on a podcast. So, do you like pickles?
No. Definitely not. You know, if I go to McDonald's or something, I'm always taking the pickles out.
Why? Wait, they're so good.
Nah.
Gherkins better than pickles.
Yeah, that's true.
I hate pickles.
That's true.
I think they just bring sogginess to the burger, and I don't want it.
No, they don't.
Yeah, don't want the sogginess. No.
It's like having butter in there, but it's like it's sweeter.
Nah, definitely
not. And it's
not.
Like got a little kick into it.
No, I'm always taking the pickles out. I don't ask to take the pickles out, but when I get the burger, I then just open it up and throw them out.
Oh, my dad's crazy with pickles.
Yeah, my older brother, sister, and my younger brother don't like the pickles, so I eat them.
No, I probably should ask to take them out, but I just throw them.
Is there anything else you'd like to say on our TWS podcast?
What about you guys? What do you guys think of the shop?
It's really good. I like it so much.
I like it. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I do like it.
Anything,
I like the rewards you can get on there.
Is there anything that's not in there that you'd want in there?
Maybe like
£20 voucher.
I mean, the prizes can get bigger, but then, you know, you have to save more points.
Ooh, yeah. Maybe.
If we just have like
there should be like one, a mega, mega prize.
Yeah, they should have like a limited prize. Only one of them. Only so one of them. People go on like a
yeah.
Well, Mr. Holmes was on about putting a TV in there. I'm not sure how many
what,
points
TV?
That would
get. Yeah. I'm getting that. I'm
saving
up for a TV.
We could all save up.
Yeah, like I said, the prizes can get bigger, but it just means that they're going to cost more points and probably longer for you guys to save up.
No, it's still be worth it. I've been Ethan Reed.
And I've been Connor Wood. And thank you. You've been listening to the TWS podcast.
Cool. Thank you.